Welcome to another Carlin Load Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, recently we had James Harris, the CEO of Softball SA, on our show down at Salisbury, and he's brought in some really new innovations with softball in this state.
Well, it's a really interesting conversation, and also congratulations to James for being 10 years now as the CEO of Softball SA, and that's a big achievement in itself because running smaller or less recognised sports, I think, is a really difficult job because you're constantly fighting against the bigger sports. And so well done to him on doing that. But some of the things he was talking about, like the strikeout breast cancer round, the pride round, the Indigenous round, the way he was talking about the games being televised on Facebook and also on NITV, it just seemed to me that there was a lot going on in softball in South Australia right now.
Well, the reach of softball in here in South Australia is 6.5 million.
And well, that's huge number of people.
Well, that's via Facebook and NITV. It's on every Saturday afternoon. And apparently there's up to about 100 countries view the softball on Facebook.
And so that's really interesting information because, again, I would not have known that or would not have ever thought that. But I guess now that's what we're seeing, the impact of social media and the ability to live stream games and rounds. And you can do it around the world. And the technology now is as simple as having someone filming on a phone. And so that type of technology and also obviously the organisation that goes into actually making sure that happens must be a really big boost for a range of sports.
Well, that strikeout breast cancer round, that's been going for quite a long time, about 10 years or so, and it's always between Walkerville and Glenelg. But Glenelg have dropped out of the A-grade competition this year, so they're in Division 2. So the game, which will be on the end of January, will be between Walkerville and Glenelg B-grade teams.
Oh, well, that's good that that tradition continues, and it's a great cause too. I mean, unfortunately, my wife went through breast cancer a couple of years back, and it has a lifelong impact. And so when that happens to you, sort of start to realise how important the opportunity to promote these type of things and also help raise money that can go towards supporting people like the breast care nurses, et cetera, who do a wonderful job.
Well, just as an aside, the Gawler Rangers Baseball Club are having a breast cancer day on I think it's on the 13th of February, or no, the 7th of February, where they're going to have pink socks and get into the spirit.
Well, yeah. Good news.
No, it is. It is. And, of course, James announced about the Pride Week, which will be televised by NITV.
Yeah, again, another, this is, the world is changing, and it's great to see that sports are keeping up, and there's always a battle between traditional views and differing views and new views emerging in our society. And so well done to Softball SA for doing that and taking that opportunity and to promote the Pride round.
Well, we will have James on this show in a few weeks, and his wife, who used to be Jordan Lambert, now it's Jordan Harris. She's represented Australia, and she's a little dynamo. She's one of the best softball players out there.
Yeah, so obviously their life is all softball, but obviously have a real passion and love for the game. And so it was great to talk to him the other day. I really enjoyed it.
Now, NAIDOC Week, they were lucky this year because of the pandemic, they didn't hold it in July. They had it in November. So Softball SA was able to get on board and respect that as well.
They're just kicking goals. No, I shouldn't say kicking goals. That's the wrong analogy.
Hitting home runs
all over the place. And the other great thing that obviously the pandemic, COVID-19, put a hold on a lot of activities last year, but Softball SA could kick off the year with their 65th country softball championships that have just been held.
Yeah, that was very interesting. They had teams missing, from Mildura and from Port Pirie, and even Central Districts weren't there this year. But it was quite successful. They had some good teams, and there were a couple of surprises in the A grade because Hills, which has Jared Farrell, one of the top pitchers from Australia, pitching for them, and they lost to NAMSA from the Northern Association up here, Elizabeth Salisbury region, what was it, 6-4, absolute ripper of a game, unbelievable. It could have knocked me over with a feather with that. And then in the women's, the Adelaide team had two Australian players. They had Belle White, who hit a home run in the final, and they had Sophie Roberts playing shortstop. So they looked unbeatable, you know. They went through all the rounds undefeated. But in the final, they got beat by Hills, 4-3, absolute shock. And one of the young girls who was pitching for the Hills got two hits, scored two runs, batted two runs in, and pitched the whole game. Chantelle Lewis, who used to be played baseball up for Gawler Rangers as a junior.
Well, it's all happening. And this is that great thing about team sport. You can have your great players in teams, but in the end, they do make a difference, but not always the biggest difference. And so when you've got a great team of players, they can be the underdogs and they can and make surprises like that. So well done to the Northern District men in there winning the A grade.
Of interest also, it was 42 degrees when they were playing the game.
It was not the Australia Day long weekend was not a cool weekend, but I would imagine that people were just happy to get out there and actually play to start the year off in that way after, as we talked about, especially about last year, not getting those opportunities.
Now, they have many other innovations software. So they have the Dragons squad, which nurtures the youngsters coming through.
Well, that seems to – I mean, we've spoken a little bit about softball. And we did speak about the under-19 national championships. Was that last year? Time creeps up on me, but – my memory says that our girls have been doing, our under 19 and under 17 girls have been doing very well at national level. And so that Dragon program obviously has a big impact.
Well, it was about 5 years ago, Steph Trusinski, who was an up and comer who went through those systems, the junior systems, she basically pitched all the games to get South Australia to win the championship. And then we spoke about a young lass who has been playing seniors and juniors for the state, and Georgia Hood, who's currently leading the A-grade competition with hitting. She's only just turned 20. These are products from the Dragon system.
Yeah, now James made a bold, statement that she might be the best player right now in SA as a 20-year-old.
Yes, we better hope that his wife's not listening.
He did say that. And that's what you want, isn't it? I mean, when you've got those great junior programs, and that's what all sports are trying to do. They want to have great programs to be nurture the talent they've got, because if you can keep, especially now, you think, I mean, and that's another hard thing for softball. It's been a traditional sport for women, and of course now we know with Aussie rules coming in, they're probably battling again, losing a few girls to that sport. And so when you've got those really good programs to develop your juniors and you're getting results at national level, and these young girls are now playing in the senior level and doing very, very well and getting those opportunities, it keeps people in the sport. And that's what you want, don't you? You want to develop your talent, keep them playing, and of course that the sport's only going to get better and better.
Another innovation from Software SA is on, I think it was Thursday night, so played Fully Loaded, which was a compact game of softball, like 2020 cricket, but in softball. So
how does that work? Fully Loaded? Happens there?
They have the home run fence in closer and they have less players, and I think there's seven players a team, and it's just bang, bang, bang. It's just action, go, go, go all the time.
Sounds interesting. And James was saying that, like with televised games, are they played under a different format? They have to be played to a time, right? A little bit different than maybe championship or tournament?
No. What he was talking about, normal games are 90 minutes for the Premier League, but for the state championships, because they're playing so many games, they're 75 minutes. Okay. And the television is compact around the 90 minutes. So he was saying they may not get the championship games on the TV because of the reduced time. But I'm hoping they do it. But the NIV, they're hot on doing a range of different things. The Pride game and the strikeout breast cancer round, and even there's one innovation. Mount Barker, the Hills team, will be playing a home game on a Friday night on the 12th of February. Now that's the first A grade game played outside of West Beach for well over a decade.
Yeah, that was surprising because I know that softball's played at West Beach, but most sports, you have your home ground, your stadium, et cetera, and when you've got your home ground, you have that home ground advantage, and to have your senior team playing there is always a big boost because people want to come and watch and see how they're going. So it was a bit of a surprise to me not thinking about that, but I'm sure it must be really exciting for Mount Barker to be able to get that game up there, and I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to going.
Well, I know I spoke with one of the ladies involved with the Hills team, and she asked me if I could make it down on the day. But unfortunately, on a Friday night, I have a bit of babysitting duties.
Well, you've got to get your priorities right. And you do a lot for softball. You're heavily involved in a lot of things to do with softball and baseball, of course. And maybe that's a reason for some of their success, Rob.
No, I can't take credit for what other people do, mate. You know that. That's like you saying that you're responsible for all the gold medalists winning their hammer throws nowadays.
Only the ones I did.
Now, just another point of interest that we were discussing about the import players that come in from overseas and how that's lifted the competition. And of course, with the pandemic, there's only one American player playing this season.
Yeah, that is an interesting idea and concept. And I certainly understand the idea of bringing in overseas players to improve the standard of competition, but I've also seen it, from basketball perspective, where clubs spend a lot of money on those import players, and maybe therefore don't spend as much time and effort in developing their own players. But it also takes away sometimes from those young up and coming players who might be able to get a gig, but miss out because you've got those couple of import players. So I'm torn because I see the benefits. And if you're if the competition improves and you are a young player coming up, you're seeing a very different level of competition and you have to rise to that. So I think the standard does improve because of it. But maybe you do get to a point where they've been doing that for long enough and now you can reap the benefits with your local players and give them the opportunity to really shine.
Well, the good thing for softball SA is they haven't got big bucks, so they're not recruiting, like basketball did, where they get three, four players a team. They only basically have one player per team. But it's funny. I remember when they were first coming out, they were basically unhittable. And we've interviewed one of the Americans a couple of years ago.
Perfect pitching.
Yeah. So the thing is, with what I've noticed is that the younger players are starting to get used to the faster pitching and they're actually becoming better batters because of it. So I believe that the import players have raised the standard and I think they can sustain it for a certain period of time, but they need to continually be exposed to it because you can see the improvement with the in the national competition. We spoke before about the Stars, the South Australian team. Haven't won since 1956. They've only been in one other final in 73, but they've been in the last two finals for the Gillies Shield, lost both of them by one run to New South Wales. That improvement, you'd have to...
And if you couple that with the junior players developing and coming through and doing really well, we might be getting to that sort of perfect storm where you've got enough experienced players and a group of really young, exciting players coming through that can take that title.
And the good news is for the first time since 2005, the Gillies Shield as a whole competition will be played in Adelaide for the next 2 years.
That's wonderful. Great news. Well done to Softball SA and James.
Well, Sean, thank you very much. It's always interesting to talk about bat and ball sports. So ends another Carlin Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.